Good to be here. Looks a little different standing over here looking out across the audience. Maybe make us grateful for the benches we have when we get back to them again. First of all, I want to say I was told to give the church greetings, and that's from Brother Chuck Clausen, his wife. Today I said to share their love and greetings to the congregation here. So we just arrived back home here a few minutes ago from a little quick trip to Kentucky. The words of that song, God's truth has spoken, his word shall never fail. And as we were driving along this morning, I was thinking about truth. And I know we've heard different, or maybe even a message and different thoughts on truth the last while. But truth, are we seeking truth? Why are you here this morning? As we were driving along, there was 9:30 came along, and that we came past a lot of churches. We came past a lot of different denominations, and there were some big churches, small churches. Some of the big churches had a few cars there. Some had quite a few cars there. And I had to wonder, and I figured some of them probably were going to have a lot more there later in the service, but I had to wonder why are all those people going to church? What is the reason they're going to these different churches? Are they really seeking truth? I got in on just a little snatch of Sunday school here, and I heard somebody give the thought of being hungry, really hungry. You know, are we coming to church hungry? Are we seeking truth? Do we want, or is it we're just going to hear something we heard before, and we just come and it's kind of a social thing and we're together and we leave, we're refreshed, it was good to be together? Or are we really, are our hearts open, and are we seeking truth? Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. So how do we buy the truth and sell it not? And I don't have all the answers for that, but I think in my mind, without researching here, I think the thought came to me that to buy the truth means we are investing something. We're putting something into it. We are seeking God. We are searching. We are looking for truth. And it's not something we do haphazardly. It's not something we just take somebody's word for it. They said it, and this is what it is. But we go back to the Word of God, and is this truth? Is this what he's saying? Is this what it really means? I'd like to just quote a few verses that on truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's out of John 17:17. John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now that's what the truth does. It makes us free. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. 1 Corinthians 13 says, rejoices charity, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Proverbs 22:21, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send thee. Zechariah 8:16, these are the things that ye shall do, speak every man the truth to his neighbor, execute the judgment of truth, and peace in your gates. 1 John 2:21, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. For 3 John 1:3, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. Ephesians 6:14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. There's a lot of verses on truth. And you know, truth, I think maybe sometimes we take so much for granted. We just do this, and we don't realize what a blessing we have. We don't realize what a gift has been given to us if we've been taught truth. And I think we need to make it, the important part is that we make it real in our own lives, that we seek truth ourselves. And as we, and our reasons for going to Kentucky, we left Friday afternoon with Chuck and his wife and Sheldon and Vanessa and their family are tentatively planning on moving back here this summer. So we had a visit with them, and it was a real blessing to me to listen to Chuck and Susanna's story and their journey, their quest for truth. You know, for me, it's hard to comprehend coming out of a background like they had, from a cult to a seeking God, finding God. It's the teaching and the way that they were taught and just having to seeking truth. And one comment that was made there is that as they related in the past when they lived over here to our congregation, they said it's not really important that you know a lot about other, it wasn't important that you know the way the Mormons believed and taught, but what was important is that the answers were truth. They were answered, when we asked questions, that they were answered from the Bible. It was truth, and that's what really was important. And the different ways that God led, the different ways that some things that may seem very insignificant at the time, but it wasn't. God was working. God was answering prayers. God was moving, and He put them in situations and in places at the right time. And as they look back, they see all this as God's hand guiding them, God's hand working in their lives, and using people that probably had no idea they were being used in that way. So the challenge I'd like to leave is, are we, as we relate, let's, you know, in God's word, as we share the word, as we share truth, we have nothing to be ashamed of. We have nothing it's something we should love. It's something we should want to share. It's something we should freely share. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to lose. There's people that are searching. There's people that are seeking. Are we there? Are we willing to share? Are we willing to share the truth? So I'd like to leave that challenge with us here this morning. Let's stand together for prayer.